This is HPR episode 2055 entitled, GNU Nano Editor. It is hosted by JWP, and is about 7 minutes long. The summary is, why GNU Nano is a real text editor and simple word processor.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
And welcome to another HPR episode. This is JWP, and I'm here to talk to you today about the Nano Text Editor. Now, I've done some podcasts before about the Nano Text Editor, but I felt it was time to bring back the Nano Text Editor because Dave Morris was having a Raspberry 3, how he does his installations. Very interesting podcast. He said that he had to get VI a real editor on there, and I would hate to say this, but you know, Nano is a real editor for real people, and I'm a certified Linux professional. I work with Linux every day, and I have to use VI and Emacs from time to time, and it's just pure torture. It's not the way that it's supposed to be at all. And I used Pine for a long time, and from Pine came Nano. Okay, so what is Nano? Nano is a text editor for Unix-like computing system or operating environments using the command line interface. It emulates the Pico editor, part of Pine email client, which also provides additional functionality. In contrast to Pico, Nano is licensed under the GNU Public General License, or GPL, released as free software by Chris Algoretta in 1999. Nano became part of the GNU project in 2001, so it sort of belongs to like all that stuff with Richard Stallman, just like Emacs does. And so the history, it was first created in 1999 with the name TIP, This Isn't Pico, by Chris Algoretta. His motivation was a free software motivation, so that it could be under a free license, and he wanted it free as in freedom, not as free as in beer. And he changed the name to Nano to avoid the conflict with the existing TIP utility. The name comes from the SI preferences, which Nano is 1,000 times larger than Pico. So of course Nano is a number, and Pico is also a number, and I can assure you that Nano is 1,000 times better than Pico. So, again, in 2001, the project became part of the GNU project, and a Nano implements some features that Pico doesn't like colored text, regular expression search, and replaced smooth scrolling, multiple buffers, rebindable key support, undoing and redoing, and I don't really use any of that. I just use it to, you know, edit my files and type my emails and whatever. Now, the thing with Nano is that you can use the control keys, and it's quite simple, like control O saves the current file, control W goes to the search menu, and these are called meta keys, and they toggle behavior. Meta plus S toggles smooth mode off and on, and the meta S is one to press the space key to release it, and so that's that's what really the Wikipedia had to say. And then if you go to Tux Radar, they have a June 22nd, 2010 article. You know, right off the bat, you know, Nano supports text highlighting and text justification. So it's a really simple word processor type thing as well. It's just a very lightweight. I like the color of it. I've never had to edit it. Most importantly, there's a Facebook page for it. So if you go into the GNU, if you type into Facebook the GNU Nano Text Editor, it'll go straight in, and you can see that. And the latest info has been Nano has migrated its source code from SVN to Git, and it gives a link. Now, what's changed recently is that they've gone to another thing. So if you click on Nano, the GNU editor, if you go to DuckDuckGo and type in that, it'll go down and it'll say first it comes up with an inline Nano thing, and so if you click Nano News, so Git Nano, so it's nano-editor.org, and then you click News, and you see somehow it's gotten involved with the Savannah project news section, right? And so if you click on the savannah.gnu.org, then it'll talk about the 10th birthday of Nano, which was in 2009, and that it talks about some dated things. But if you want to get the most current information about Nano, it's the Facebook page is where to go. So Dave, I'm glad that you think that VI is a real editor, but Nano is what real people use for everyday Linux, and not VI or Emacs or something that tortures you to remember arcade commands that you never, ever, ever going to use, except when you get a test from Red Hat to try to pass a test, to do that. All right, y'all have a great day, and I hope that you have a great summer. It's beautiful, a four-day weekend here in Germany. Take care, and if you want to contact me, it's jwp5@hotmail.com. All right, now, take care. Bye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.